You go in my chukim. That's its voice at Ishmore Vasisim Oysan. If a person has time to Shabbos, I'm sure you have so much time, Baruch Hashem, because Shabbos is a long Shabbos now, Friday. How much can we sleep anyway? Even if we take a big nap, you still have a couple of hours to learn in. This Shabbos especially is kedai if a person has time to go through the Archaim on the Pasukim Chukasi Teleichu. Archaim over here has, maybe in all the Archaim you don't see such a thing, Archaim has 42 pshatim in the Chukasi Teleichu. So you can occupy yourself with all the Shabbos, all the pshatim. One of the pshatim in Pshat Dal, he says a pshat in the Chukasi Teleichu. The Gemara in Brachos HaMakimel says, which is a klal gadol, which is a klal, easy dove that all the Torah is soiviv on it, and that is b'chol du'achecha do'ehu. In all your ways, you shall do'ehu, know Hashem. And the Rambam writes in Hilchos Sesori Torah in Deus, I'm sorry, Halacha Gimel, Yosem alibok deshiya kufa shon v'chazuk deshiya, a person should make himself, his body should be strong, his goof should be strong, he should rest, he should eat well. But das is Hashem, sheyef sheyom v'yistaka b'chochmas. The person can't understand Torah well enough if he doesn't take care of his body. And a person that goes in this way, that he does everything l'shem shamayim, he does everything in order that he should be able to mekayim the Torah, fulfill the Ratzon Hashem, meaning even when he's eating that his body should be strong in order to be able to learn Torah, or do mitzvahs. He sleeps and rests enough in order that when he rests, his body is strong enough in order to be able to function properly in Avodas Hashem, daven properly. Who Maimer, he wants to say, Hakosuv, that's the Pshat, says Rav Chaim, the Torah is telling us here also, if your whole mitzvah of doing physical activities, eating, drinking, whatever they are, that's before the purpose of b'chukoisa for Torah. If your whole halach yelech, if your whole activities and walking and talking, the whole everything that you do is b'chukoisa for b'chukoisa, then there's a tremendous there's a tremendous opportunity and a tremendous aliyah for a person's whole avodah. It means that when a person's eating, he could be oisik in the mamish achila. He's fulfilling his body. But since he's doing with the ratzon that he knows that he uses this to serve Hashem, it becomes a different type of achila. It's an achila that's an achila of Torah. And when he sleeps, he goes to sleep knowing that if he has to go to sleep because he needs to wake up and to go daven and he wants to learn properly and wants to function properly, whatever mitzvah he's doing during the day, that mitzvah becomes a Torah. The sleep becomes Torah digger sleep. It becomes a hechshev for Torah, so it becomes a Torah digger shlofer. And it becomes avodas Hashem. The sleep becomes avodas Hashem. The eating becomes avodas Hashem. The talking sometimes. The person has to talk sometimes. The Goyim says sometimes you have to unwind and you have to talk. When you do it in order to relax yourself, to be able to learn properly. Your physical activity. A guy goes to work out in a gym and he does it because he wants his body to feel good. He wants to feel confident. He wants to feel strong and able in order to function in the day, to do our mitzvahs properly. So then everything that he does, if he goes out to make parnasa, but he's doing the parnasa in order to support his family, which is a mitzvah. And he's doing the parnasa in order that he should be able to have time to sit and learn on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and be able to support his kids, and that they should be able to learn Torah. So if that machshava becomes a Torah dicker, he's working in the store, but it's a Torah dicker working. It becomes for the Ben Ishla. And his whole halach, his whole daily activity is different, Rabbi Yisrael. We don't realize, Rabbi Yisrael, our whole day could turn around to be focused on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Bechol Durachecha Do'ehu, says the Pasuk. When all Durachecha Do'ehu, know Hashem, meaning everything that we could do in the day could be done with the Te'elet for Hashem, and it turns around to be a mitzvah, it turns around for the sake of Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. It's an unbelievable concept. that a person says, how much do I do for Torah? I have my hour a day of learning. But if the whole day is surviving, he goes out to work and supports his family, but he doesn't want that he should be able to learn Torah, or his kids will learn Torah, as it becomes Torah day. He goes down to eat a meal, and he does it because in the other day he wants to be able to serve Hashem, but it becomes Torah day, it becomes mitzvah day. Everything that he does in mitzvah is such an important concept, because we could turn on a whole day to be a day of Torah mitzvahs. Whereas a person looks out on a day, okay, maybe I'll get an hour of Ruchnius in today, I have that half hour davening, I go to quick, and then I go learn 15 minutes, and then maybe I bench, and the rest of the day I'm doing this, doing that. So the first of the day, say, okay, it's 14 hours of the day, or 12 hours a day, or 8 hours a day, I'm always going my body, my knees, my physical, and I have a hour day of Ruchnius. No, according to this, your whole day could be Ruchnius. Once it over, Shalom Shadron was walking in the street, and he was going to taking his kid to the doctor. And he met his Rebbe of Leib Chasman. Of Leib Chasman asked him, Shalom, where are you going? What are you doing? He said, I'm taking my son to the doctor. So Rebbe Leib Chasman said, Shalom, but what are you doing? So he thought maybe Rebbe didn't hear what he said a little loud. Rebbe, I'm taking my son to the doctor. So Rebbe Leib says, Shalom, but what are you doing? So he didn't understand what his Rebbe wanted. He said a little bit louder. He said a different way. I'm going to the doctor with my son. No, said Rebbe Leib. Shalom, that's not what you're doing. You're doing a Maisa Chesed with your son. Right, physically, you think you might take your son to the doctor. You're doing a Maisa Chesed with your son. A woman can be whole all day, she's taking care of her baby. She can think, oh, taking care of my baby. No, you're doing a Maisa Chesed with your baby. It was Habach Meruchnias. The girl goes out, I'm going out to work. I'm going out to work to support my family. It's a mitzvah. It's a parnasa, go to afford food. Chesed. A mitzvah to take care of my family. A person's going for a walk, he's doing it for the Eshav Koyach, as we said before, all is a b'chol, du achecha doyev, as the Gemara says in Baruch Samach Gimel, Ezi, Dovash HaKol HaTorah Kula, Tali, but that's the Lashon HaGemara, the Gemara says, Amar Yedig HaLashon, in Baruch Samach Gimel Amar Aleph, says the Gemara, Dorish Barakapora, Ezu Parish of the town, which is a very small parish of the town, which is called Gufa Torah Tulim, but the whole Gufa Torah is taught, all the mitzvahs. The whole Dorchecha Do'eyu, V'yashua Chesecha. Everything that a person does. And Rav Zizu, whatever. L'maisa, that's a mercy, because Chesecha for us, Rabbi Yisai. Avada, we should try to do everything for the Chesecha, but whatever we're doing, it become a mitzvah, it become in B'chukosai Te'leichu, and all our Holach Yelech, all our Te'lech could be in doing lots of Hashem, and it's the habit to be a mitzvah, it's an underworld of us. The Gemara says in the Zohar, just want to end off, which have bays and bays, the Gemara says that the Umas HaOilam come to the Kodesh Baruch Hu after 120, and they say to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we want schar, we build bridges, we build shukim, and we all did it for Torah. So each numbers in the account, so Kodesh Baruch says to them, Shoytim Sheba'olam, you did it for yourselves. So the Brisker Rav famously asked the question, I don't understand these goyim. What's the pshat of the goyim? They're coming to the next world, which is the world of truth. It's not where we can falsify things. The Kodesh Baruch was Kulay Emes, and he sees everything. They're coming to that world, the world of truth. How could they have the audacity to lie? The lie in Hashem's face, he said, we did build bridges, the Goyim said, we did everything for the sake of Torah. And secondly, he asked that L'chaira, even HaKadosh Baruch, when he answered them, didn't say you're liars. He said, show it to me, you fools. It says the Brisker Rav that we're going to see, it says the Brisker Rav, Reishis Baruch Lekin, Bishvil, Reishis, Bishvil, Torah, everything was created in this world. The Goy doesn't realize why he's building the bridges. Avad the bridges, and everything that was created in the world is built for Torah. Every single piece of that bridge was built so that people could cross over the Brooklyn Bridge to get to Lakewood or to get to Mekemes HaTorah. That's what it was put in Tachlis. And that's the reason, because Bereishis Bara Elokim, everything's for Torah. But, so if everything's for Torah, so the Goyim are going to realize then, they're going to see that that was the Tachlis, why it was built. So they're going to come with a Taina, we want it. Shem's going to say Shoytim. They're not Shakran, it's true. It was built for Torah. But their Kavanah wasn't for Torah. And since they don't have that Kavanah, they're not going to get Tzchas, is there? So the same thing with us, we do many things during the day. We'll come up to the next world after 120, we're going to say, at the end of the day, it was for Torah at the end, whatever it was for. But anyway, we were doing things that could call mitzvahs. We were doing things that be'etzim have it could be you could be sabi for mitzvah if we have a little machshava. You think before that we're doing it. You should have a mind or think that we're doing it. B'shem to mechazik our gufs. We're doing it in order that we should be able to serve Hashem properly. The mishmur writes before a person eats, he should say, to think that he's doing it. That mechazik his guf to serve Hashem properly. If we think about even our physical activities that we're doing for Hashem, so much those physical activities become helika, kedusha, mitzvah, sobeisa. They become a mechukosei teleichu that are atolach yelach, are walking, are talking, are mundane activities. Become the chukosai, they become Torah. Have a good day.